So, hi everybody, I'm here to talk about my NixOS powered home lab. I was in a really large auditorium and I was like, wow, I did not think that this many people were going to be interested in Nix, but there's actually a lot of people here too, so this is awesome. Okay, so first I want to talk about my path to NixOS, because I probably took like a difficult path, and I'll go through this part quickly so we can talk about the interesting stuff with what time I have left. I think probably a lot of people start with Nix and NixOS, probably with like a Nix shell, because you are dealing with package dependencies, like conflict dependencies in your dependencies. I ran into that. Home Manager, if you're trying to like consolidate your .dot files, maybe is another popular entry point into the Nix ecosystem. I don't really have opinions about Flakes, but I like didn't do this, right? Like maybe, this is something I actually do a lot now, because I work at a company that does ClickHouse stuff, as Natalia was probably telling you about. So maybe it was all the time now, but on my first day with Nix, I was like, no, I need to solve like all of these problems all at once. And yeah, if you want to hear more about ClickHouse, I'm going to talk about that later. So the question I was struggling with is like, I want templated VMs for my home lab, and I don't want to have to store multi-gigabyte images for all of these templates that I have, and I want to be able to have a lot of them, and I want to be able to version them and write, like, use text-based definitions like I'm used to with like a Docker file or a Docker Compose or something like that. I wanted to share parameters between different VMs and also between the different layers of my VMs, right? Like, there's some information in my workloads, and I was using Ansible to configure Prometheus to monitor my hosts. But maybe I wanted some information about like what ports were exposed by those workloads or which ones were running in Docker and maybe had CAdvisor, and I wanted to get that information into my Prometheus config. And with Ansible, that was just kind of way too much work, right? It was very difficult. So I came across NixOS as sort of the solution and a way that let me define my VM images using something similar to a Docker file. And the other challenge with Ansible, right, is like keeping track of like what have I actually applied to each different VM, right? Like you have these plays and they're not as reproducible as we would like, right? Because they're dealing with the state on the target host and there's just all of these things, right, that make Ansible kind of difficult. And Terraform doesn't really fit like a home lab context, right? Like that's for provisioning infrastructure, not for configuring hosts. So why NixOS? It forced me to use GitOps. It was self-documenting, right? The NixOS configuration is self-documenting. And it was portable and reproducible, like much more so than a multi-gigabyte image. And it was using familiar tools under the hood, right? Like I could see that I could use OCI containers. I could use systemd services. So these are things that I'm familiar with, and it was just a nice declarative way to interact with them. And why do I love Nix? Well, like I mentioned, right, it's one language. I have one object tree for everything. So anything that's a parameter anywhere, I can use it somewhere else, no matter what part of the layer, what part of the stack it's in. I love functional languages, so Nix just kind of made sense to me. I don't think that's true for everyone, right? Like, I think some people just kind of think in that way, where you look at a pure function and it makes sense, and some people are like, no, I want more state. And then finally, the Nix module system is probably my absolute favorite thing in Nix. So for those of you who are not familiar with it, right, like Nix modules is what's used in Home Manager and NixOS, and it's probably when you've written your own, like you've probably maybe written your own modules maybe without even knowing it, but what I love about it is how it lets you override things, right? So every other configuration tool that I've used, whether it's like Helm or Ansible or what have you, right, when you're trying to make versions of things or like make an instance of a templated thing, you always end up in this challenging situation where it's like, I can't override the specific thing that I need to override without going up to the thing that I'm like depending on. And, or if you do want to override things, you end up having to be really, really verbose. It's like, I'm going to override this file, this config file, so I actually need to recreate the whole thing, even though I only wanted to change one value in it. Or you have to use, like, in Kubernetes, you use something like customize to do that, right? So it's like, it's challenging. Nix modules is awesome because it all just gets merged, right? Like it's a tree of configuration options that all gets merged at the end. So you can override anything anywhere, and you can specifically override just the thing that